Joining me is David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth. David, how did the markets do today?
We came down at the end. We actually fizzled out from being up for most of the day, just lost momentum. And Tesh, to be honest, I'm not quite sure why we fell towards the end and who sold out and what the reason was, because, you know, global markets are picking up a bit of momentum, people feeling a little better about President Trump's views on tariff increases. Views are that he's going to actually exempt certain countries. And also we had some nice positive statements coming out of European Central Bank head Mario Draghi, who's quite, you know, quite confident on the health of the European economy. So if you look at U.S. markets, they're picking up, and if you look at European markets, they were also good. But our miners were generally weak. No big falls other than Exxaro, which fell 4.5% on, I think, numbers that just fell short of analyst expectations. But, you know, looking at metal prices this morning, all down. Down for most of the day, and I don't know whether this is an overhang from worries over tariff increases, but platinum shares were down, Impala and Northam off about 2%, and all our big diversified miners also losing. On the industrial market, mixed performance, but MTN, the star performer, I'm sure you're going to cover that. Those shares were up about 10%. And a lot of numbers to go through, so it's almost impossible to give you a quick soundbite about why the shares went up. But overall, I think there's a positive operational performance, and a performance they're turning around. They're increasing customers, especially in South Africa, and also data revenue very strong. So need to go through those numbers in greater detail. I was a bit disappointed in Aspen, not the results. I thought the results were good, but just disappointing that the shares only bounced about 2%. I think it's starting to look very very cheap at these levels. Say that there's nothing really wrong with the business, which I don't believe. But their thrombosis brand doing well, South African operations okay, and even their anesthetic business now beginning to contribute. So those were the major results. Tiger Brands coming under pressure again, another 3% down on their exposure to listeriosis. Retailers, Famous Brands, writing off huge amounts from their burger business in the UK. That took those shares down about 6%. What else is there? Financial, I can't understand why First Rand just losing ground. I know the results weren't great. They were positive on the outlook. Johan Burger was positive, but down for the second day in a row in quite big quantities, and also Standard Bank a bit off. Sanlam as well, slightly down on their numbers, and I think the market knew those numbers, and also in a very big deal that they've announced in Africa. But so patchy, you know, very patchy market. Not quite sure why we would have ended, you know, should have ended as low as we did.
Did you have a look at Famous Brands' trading statement? And that GBK restaurants business, I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to seeing their results. I think in May, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm a bit worried. You know, it shows you it's anybody who's gone into the UK, we saw it with Brayton New Look. This seems to be one acquisition too far for the old team, and just dragging down on their profits. You know, this great burger business or whatever it was called. But it's not. To be fair, I'm very dubious on the fast service restaurants, or what we used to call fast food restaurants. I think we've peaked here, and we know it's becoming a lot more difficult there. We've seen it in Taste. We've seen it in Spur. Overall, it's going to be, I think it's very difficult to grow from these levels. So, yeah, it was one of my favorite shares. I've been out for a long time now, but under pressure. And be scared of the results.
I noticed that the resilient stable seems to have recovered today from...
Turnaround.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think they decided, well, let's just go ahead and just unwind this cross shareholding and various other things that was just going on.
Yeah, we spoke about it last night. Said, remember, yesterday they went ex-interest. So they were down because of they paid out. So this is a genuine rebound. And my, you know, looking at it, I think, I don't know how much higher they're going to go, because I think analysts are expressing a little disappointment in the guidance of the increase in distribution that you're going to get. But I would think that the short coverers, you know, anybody who's short is going to start covering now. And as that becomes tighter, you could find the share prices going up, because whatever they complained about, I think now is being unwound.
That's David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth.